Designers, retailers, glitterati, and reporters have descended upon tents set up in New York's Bryant Park for the 10th annual Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. In the first of five stories, Jeff London reports on what it's like to put on a runway show.
A who's who of the fashion industry is showing off their spring collections this year. There are about 60 shows, says Fern Malice, executive director of 7th on 6th, the producer of Fashion Week.
We kick off the schedule with Kenneth Cole, and then going to Perry Ellis, and then it keeps going on to Nicole Miller, Betsy Johnson, Oscar de la Renta, and Carolina Herrera, and Anne Klein, and Bill Blass, and Twinkle.
Twinkle? If you haven't heard of Twinkle by Wenlan yet, it's because this is the first year this women's sportswear company has exhibited at Fashion Week. The designer is Wenlan Chia, a 36-year-old from Taipei. She came to New York 12 years ago to study art history at NYU, but found herself taking classes at FIT, the Fashion Institute of Technology.
And then I started to make clothes for myself. And then I realized every time when I wear my clothes, people from the street, they will ask where I buy my clothes from. And then I realized this is probably really something I need to do.
Wenlan started Twinkle 3 years ago, and Twinkle's star is on the rise. Wenlan's colorful collections are on the racks at Barney's New York and Saks Fifth Avenue. Sally Singer, fashion news editor of Vogue, says now is the perfect time for Wenlan to up the ante.
She's done a few collections. They've been well received by retailers. They're very separates oriented at the start, lots of great sweaters, little chunky knits, beautiful clothes. And so retailers have already had a chance to look at the clothes up close, to feel the clothes, to see the level of quality, which is very high for her work, and to find a customer for it. So for her now to show, it's the right moment.
But putting on a runway show comes at a significant cost, especially for a company with only one full-time employee, Wenlan. She estimates it will cost Twinkle almost $80,000 to be part of Fashion Week.
A runway show really is like the ultimate pure view of what the designer wants to show in the collection. When I don't have a model to wear those clothes, people cannot visualize what kind of woman I have in my mind when I create those clothes. But when I have the whole look put together, people say, okay, I can see those sweaters should be worn in this way.
There's a lot of work to do to prepare for only 12 minutes on the runway. A month before the show, Wenlan, her publicist, and sales team meet with the Fashion Week production staff to discuss arrangements.
Is this your first time showing in a tent?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So this is the Bryant venue that we're in.
The scenic designer describes what the runway will look like.
Behind the opening is a white backing wall, and on that wall is the perfect place to put your logo so it shows up in all the shots.
And the lighting designer explains how it will all be illuminated.
The front light is a front of house position out over the media riser here.
Wenlan and her team discuss who's stage managing the show, who's catering the show, who's doing hair, makeup, the photographers, videographers, how many models they're using, what the music's going to be like. It's a lot of information. Down in her loft, Wenlan has gotten the first samples of her collection. It's taken 6 months from the initial sketches to the finished product. There are factories in France and Italy that make the fabrics, while seamstresses in China build the clothes. And Wenlan's team approves.
It's pretty kitty cute. It's very like Sarah Jessica Parker's.
The following week, Wenlan and her sales reps, Lynn Rossetti and Kate Goldberg, spend several days casting models for the show. Kate says they're after an elusive vibe.
There's a certain walk that you're looking for, like a strong, confident kind of walk, but not too strong, confident. I don't know. It's hard to put into words, but you kind of just tell. Hi, you can come up when you're ready.
Model after model after model walks through the door, photo book in hand. They're all tall. They're all thin. They're all gorgeous. But according to Wenlan, Kate, and Lynn...
Thank you so much.
They're all wrong. After 3 hours of seeing and dismissing dozens of models, a 20-year-old Russian beauty, 6 feet tall, walks into the room. Wenlan asks her to try on two different dresses while Kate and Lynn rave about her.
She's gorgeous. She's like an angel.
I love them.
Phew. One down. 16 to go. Several days later, across town, publicist Erica Roseman is working on the RSVPs. Over 1,000 invitations have gone out to press, retailers, and celebrities, and a buzz is starting to grow. Women's Wear Daily has scheduled a photo shoot for a Fashion Week preview, and R. Crumb is going to draw Wenlan's clothes for The New Yorker. Erica says planning the seating chart is a major challenge.
It's a really political thing, because some people, you know, they have to be in the first row. You know, you don't want to sit certain people next to each other. Vogue and Harper's should be across the way from each other. And so, yeah, it's complicated.
A staff of 50 people will be running the Twinkle Show on the 16th. And only 5 days before, Wenlan and her stylist, Lisa von Weise, still haven't made final decisions about makeup, hair, and accessories.
I started to get a bit nervous, I must say. I mean, not like a week ago. I mean, because now when you get closer to the show, you start to think all those detail. It is really big.
But, Wenlan adds, it's also really exciting. Fern Malice, the executive director of 7th on 6th, is looking forward to Wenlan's show.
That's the future of the fashion business, is always encouraging new talent. And, you know, it's a tough industry. But we push them out there and we give them the platform, and then it's really up to them.
Twinkle by Wenlan makes its Fashion Week debut tomorrow evening, right before the Calvin Klein show. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Photographs of the collection are at npr.org. Tomorrow, choosing the show's music. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.